Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 6. Today we're reading Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." And Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, we have in these first three verses of Psalm 2 a description of the hatred of human nature against Christ and God. No better comment is needed upon it than the apostolic song in Acts chapter 4, verses 27 and 28, which says, "For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done." The psalm begins abruptly with an angry interrogation, and well it may. It is surely but little to be wondered at that the sight of creatures in arms against their God should amaze the psalmist's mind. We see the heathen raging, roaring like the sea, tossed to and fro with restless waves, as the ocean in a storm, and then we mock the people in their hearts, imagining a vain thing against God. Where there is much rage, there is generally some folly, and in this case there is an excess of it. Note that the commotion is not caused by the people only, but their leaders foment the rebellion against God, against Christ. The kings of the earth set themselves in determined malice. They arrayed themselves in opposition against God. It was not temporary rage, but deep-seated hate. For they set themselves resolutely to withstand the Prince of Peace, and the rulers take counsel together. They go about their warfare craftily, not with foolish haste, but deliberately. They use all the skill which art can give. Like Pharaoh, they cry, "Let us deal wisely with them." Oh, that men were half as careful in God's service to serve him wisely as his enemies are to attack his kingdom craftily. Sinners have their wits about them, and yet saints are dull. Allow me to repeat that. sinners have their wits about them, and yet saints are dull. But what say they? What is the meaning of this commotion? Let us break their bands asunder. Let us be free to commit all manner of abominations. Let us be our own gods. Let us rid ourselves of all restraint, gathering impudence by the traitorous proposition of rebellion. They add, let us cast away as if it were an easy matter. Let us fling off their cords from us. What? O ye kings, do ye think yourselves Samsons, and are the bands of omnipotence but as green withes before you? Do you dream that you shall snap to pieces and destroy the mandates of God, the decrees of the Most High, as if they were but tow? And do ye say, let us cast away their cords from us? Yes, there are monarchs who have spoken thus, and there are still rebels upon thrones. However mad the resolution to revolt from God, it is one in which man has persevered. It is one in which man has persevered ever since his creation, and he continues in it to this very day in rebellion against the God who made him, the God who made her. The glorious reign of Jesus in the latter day will not be consummated until a terrible struggle has convulsed the nations. His coming will be as a refiner's fire, and like fuller soap, and the day thereof shall burn as an oven. Earth loves not her rightful monarch. Allow me to repeat that. Earth loves not her rightful monarch, but clings to the usurper's sway. The terrible conflicts of the last days will illustrate both the world's love of sin and Jehovah's power to give the kingdom to his only begotten. To a graceless neck, the yoke of Christ is intolerable, but to the saved sinner, it is easy and light. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing, my beloved. To a graceless neck, that is, a person who has not experienced God's grace, one who has not been saved by God's grace, the yoke of Christ is intolerable. They can't stand it. But to the saved sinner, one who's born again, it is easy. The yoke is easy and light. And I added some of that to make it clearer. We may judge ourselves by this. Do we love that yoke, or do we wish to cast it from us? Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love and grace. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for your holy word. I praise you and I thank you for giving your servant Charles Haddon Spurgeon certain gifts to help us to understand it even better and to apply it to our lives even more. I pray that, Lord, you will help us not to be a part of the heathen who rage against you, who rebel against you, who hate you. They hate you, they hate Jesus Christ, your son, and they don't even know why. They're full of hell and the devil. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for their own good that you would cast out the devil and hell and the demons of hell from their lives, their hearts and minds, souls and spirits. for people who hate prayer, people who hate praying for others, people who hate reading your holy word, people who hate serving you, are lost and doomed to the perdition of hell. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls, and change their lives. For those of us who are born again, praying to you and reading your holy word and praying for others is a divine gift and a blessing. It is not a burden. And I thank you so much for the privilege. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as he did, here is how you can be saved from the hell to come and walk with the Lord morning and evening in this life until you go to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin always. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. If you have never trusted, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never received his free gift of salvation, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he loves us and he wants to save us from that awful place so that we can go to heaven when we die. Jesus Christ said in one sermon in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell when you die. You can go to heaven. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, he suffered, he bled, and he died for your sins and for mine and for everybody in the world. He was buried and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you want to trust Christ as your Savior today so that you can avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins with your help. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I do believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. Lord Jesus, for it is in your name I pray. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.